With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The Senate defeating another war powers resolution aimed at curbing President Trump's ability to use military force against Iran. Democrats, well, they're not too happy and vowing to keep trying to stop Mr. Trump. A motion to discharge the measure from committees failed in a 52-47 vote. Chinese President Xi Jinping meeting with Russia's top diplomat Sergei Lavrov. That on calls for closer bilateral relations. More from Charles de la Desma.
Xi Jinping says the stability and certainty of China-Russia relations are particularly precious in the face of an international landscape intertwined with change and chaos. During a meeting with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Beijing, she said the strong vitality and exemplary significance of the friendship treaty between the two countries stand out even more under such a backdrop. China and Russia need to use closer and stronger strategic collaboration to defend the legitimate interests of both nations and safeguard the unity of the global South countries. His remarks come as uncertainty still lingers about how long the Iran war would last. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Unusually warm weather.
A long-lasting weather pattern is blasting hot air across the eastern U.S. and threatening to shatter record highs. Cities like New York, Philadelphia, and Atlanta are experiencing unusual April heat. Forecasters say the near-record temperatures could last into the weekend. The heat follows severe storms in Kansas, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. More storms are in the forecast for the Midwest. Experts note that the duration of this heat wave is rare for April.
That is Lisa Dwyer reporting, and forecasters say it could get rough even this weekend. This is SRN News. Well, tech lords consult with the clergy, believe it or not. Correspondent Michael Harrington has the story.
Anthropic, which makes the powerful artificial intelligence Claude, recently held a meeting with 15 Catholic and Protestant leaders. The company says it wants their help in training their chatbot and providing it with a kind of moral decision-making power. The Washington Post reports that Anthropic even asked the clergy if Claude could be considered, quote, a child of God, despite the fact that it fundamentally is a kind of machine. Michael Harrington reporting.
As Missouri counts down to a key vote in November, pro-lifers taking heart from a new poll. Survey from YouGov and St. Louis University finds 47% of voters support an amendment to the state constitution that would ban abortion, with some first trimester exceptions. Another 40% oppose it. 12% haven't decided yet. This is SRN News. There are, of course, different kinds of raffles. Some might even be on the up and up, some aren't. But this one in Minnesota is being done for a wonderful cause, helping those who are needy. More on the story from Donna Warder.
At the American Legion Post 150 in Waconia, Minnesota, they're holding their Friday night raffle.
Lucky number 5.
The prize is meat, ground beef, hot dogs, steaks. The money goes to charity. Joe Gifford is post commander.
Everybody has a good social time. We serve up some food, and in the meantime, you get a chance to win some meat and take it home.
Meat raffles have been popular for decades in parts of the U.S., so popular that in the Minnesota legislature, there's a bill to raise the cap that charities are allowed to offer in prizes from $70 to $200 so that the charities can offer bigger and better cuts of meat. I'm Donna Warder.
More details, srnnews.com.